McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Owen McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
I'm excited and delighted now to welcome to the studio Michael Rosenbaum. Hello, sir.
You're excited and delighted.
Both of these things.
I'm not going to do an Irish. Every actor, every American who comes here, the second they land in Ireland, you start talking, they start going, oh, you sheep stealing. You can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do it? This is the first thing you did when you walked in. Yeah, you're saying it now because we're recording.
I'm saying it because I'm pissed at myself for doing it, Owen.
No, I enjoyed it.
That's very kind of you. By the way, we have something in common.
What's that?
Well, my middle name's Owen.
Is it really?
It is.
Do you spell it the convoluted way I do?
You spell it with a bunch of G's and shite, don't
yeah,
you?
I do.
What is it? Can I say shite?
You just did.
Oh, twice. I wanted to change my name because I thought Rosenbaum. I was like, I don't know. In a world this summer starring Michael Rosenbaum. I was like, that doesn't just go. Michael Owen. That sounds cooler, right?
Tell me you do a lot of professional voiceover.
You know
work.
What? I don't do a ton of it. They don't ask me to do it, but I think anybody could really do it. It's
if
a revolution.
I don't have that kind of dramatic music readily available. I'll tell you what I do. I have kind of what I call emotionally manipulative music. So can you, in 15 seconds in your head, formulate something about maybe a man facing a challenge, that kind of thing.
Sure.
He's fighting for his love or something like that.
Sure.
So I'll give you the music and you can roll with it. Here we go. Ready?
He came to America thinking all New Yorkers and Americans wanted to hear an Irish accent, a stereotypical accent, but they were wrong. He was wrong. This summer, Owen goes to New York.
It was glorious. Michael, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Barely hung in there.
Yeah. I feel like we should talk about the reason you're here.
What is it?
Dublin's Comic Con, which happens this weekend, all weekend,
yeah,
from today through till Sunday. And obviously, of course, being the infamous, villainous, plunderous Lex Luthor, that's a legacy, I imagine, that's hard to shake. And you probably don't want to shake.
You know what? I embrace it, man. People are like, Lex Luthor. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, it's nice. It was a good show. It was a great show. And I'm here in Dublin for the first time, and they asked me to come out and meet the folks. So I'm excited to come down and meet everybody. I really am. And I want to see the city. I want to see Dublin. I want to see Ireland.
What do people shout at you in the street a lot?
I am the villain of the story.
That kind of thing. Do the roar.
I love the characters. It was a great character. It was a legendary, iconic character. And I think people embraced it. And it's amazing how I still do these conventions every once in a while when I want to go to Ireland and people are still, you know.
Well, there's a connection there. We've bonded. I tell you what I want to do. I'd like to take a break for a moment and play a musical interlude.
Okay.
There's many more questions I would like to ask you.
I love it.
Michael, the question is, do we play this song or do you hate this song? It's totally appropriate because you're here, but maybe you're sick to death of it. Like, do you never want to hear this song ever again or do we play it because...
You know what?
No. Give me the honest answer. Don't give me what you feel the people want to hear. If you say no, play something else.
Play something else. But I don't hate it.
I just
don't have to hear it.
Okay.
Right now?
Oh, well, okay, pick an artist that's in the charts now. We'll play.
I guess an artist in the charts? Radiohead? Are they there?
Yeah, we can do Radiohead.
So give me Radiohead.
I haven't charted in 10 years, but you're looking. We're back at Michael Rosenbaum. What's this?
2FM.
Everybody, we're back with Michael Rosenbaum. That was Radiohead, as chosen by the man himself as a band that charted in the last 10 years. Factually inaccurate, but willing to make an exception because he's a lovely man. Dublin Comic Con is happening this weekend.
Yes.
Michael will be there in the flesh. You can meet him. You can say hello. You get your picture taken. He'll sign stuff. He's doing a panel. What is your bugbear question when you're doing these panels? What's the question you go, ask the question.
Yeah, I have to be nice about it. They always go, did you really shave your head?
That's the one.
Yes, for 7 years. Didn't it look like it? No, your head looked weird. That little bump in the back of it. No. They can ask whenever they want.
No shaving questions.
Shock me.
If you're at Comic-Con this weekend. Here's a question. Where do you live?
I live in Los Angeles.
Now, you know the Baz Luhrmann sunscreen song? It's a narrated, like, life-dispensing song.
Really?
It's very chilled out. But one of the pieces of advice dispensed in it is... live in New York once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Does living in LA, being in the industry that you're in, It's full of egos. It's full of near misses, I'm sure. It's full of ambition. It's full of nasty people. It's full of good people, I'm sure.
Good question.
Does it mess with your head? Distort your reality?
You know, I think it can if you hang out with the wrong people. If you're going to the Chateau Marmont and getting drinks every night and wearing leather jackets and hoping to be the next guy. You know, it's funny. Carrie Fisher, the late Carrie Fisher, was a good friend of mine. She was Princess Leia. She got me out of that whole shit.
Really?
I was like at the Mondrian and I was partying and I was like, I was young. I got a new show. I've got money. And she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stay at one of my bungalows at my house. She has these little bungalows in the hills. She
really? Did.
And I said, okay. And I just started reading and reading her books and just like hanging out with her. Like she was just, she got me into writing and she was just like, get out of it. And it started, we became friends because her daughter was a friend of Smallville. So her assistant called up one day and goes, hey, Carrie's daughter, Carrie Fisher's daughter wants a picture autographed. And I go, well, then I want a picture of Return of the Jedi where she's almost naked, tied to Jabba the Hutt, signed. So in my office, it says, there's a picture signed, that picture. It says, blow me, Carrie. And then ever since, she invited me to her parties, and we became friends, and she was like a mother figure. She was just awesome.
Is that how you remember her, a mother figure?
She was just, her house was always open. She's like, I honestly, I knew the code to the gate, and I'd stop by, and I go, Carrie, just, I'm in the back! And, you know, and then I walked in right before she passed, and, you know, it just breaks my heart, but I remember, like, I walked there, and she goes, Michael, take that chair. I go, where do you want me to take it? It was her Carrie Fisher Force Awakens chair from Star Wars. And I go, where do you want me to take it? She goes, to your house. I don't freaking want it. I go, you don't want your Force Awakens chair? She goes, don't I have enough? And I go, okay. And I in my office with the Blow Me Carrie picture is her Force Awakens chair. She was that kind of lady. She was just always there for her friends. She was just, she was a great storyteller. I could probably write a book. One day, I was doing Smallville years ago. She goes, Billy and I are flying to Vancouver with my assistant. You're going to pick us up, and you're going to take us to Whistler. We're going to see the Northern Lights. We're going to see, and I said, okay. I wasn't working. It was a weekend. I picked her up with a couple of my friends, and we took my conversion van. I had this white conversion van because I love to go on road trips. I'm not a creeper. And we drove up to Whistler and sat there and looked at the Northern Lights. Just stuff like that. She opened my eyes to a new world. I didn't know we were going to get so serious and cool.
No, that's the nicest interlude I've had in an interview in a long time. So thank you.
Yeah, I didn't expect to talk about her, but you know, it just came out.
Yeah. Tell me about your podcast, because this is something I'm very curious about. When you're procuring guests for your podcast, which is new, it's a new endeavor.
Yeah.
Do you just go direct to source, or do you have to go through agents still?
Well, most of the time I just go direct to source. The podcast is called Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. And for the story that I just told you about Carrie Fisher, these are the kind of things I like to get out of people, not, you know, their personal stories. They're how it all started. It's not just like a Jay Leno, like, oh, so anyway, what movie you got going on?
Yeah.
You know, I really like you. I want to know some stuff. I want to get deeper. So, but it's on iTunes. It's free. Check it out. Follow my Twitter, mrosenbaum711, or Instagram, the Michael Rosenbaum.
And so Instagram or Twitter, one for the podcast info, it's on iTunes. On the far side of Dublin Comic Con, which is where you can meet the man himself, it's in the Dublin Convention Centre all weekend. He's there tomorrow and Sunday. Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so very much.
You're a treat. What a great interview, and I'm excited to be here in Dublin. Can't wait to see you guys.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. 2 FM.